It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us. We are on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And check us out online at joeandalexshow.com. Everything we talk about gets posted up there. Our blogs, our podcasts, our social media. It's all there. joeandalexshow.com. I'm wondering if anybody has had an incident like this happen or they freaked out. Because at first, when you hear this, you're like, this guy is so stupid. He's the dumbest boyfriend in the world. But I feel like if my wife sent me this photo that he received, I would freak out too. A California man lost it. He freaked out after his girlfriend sent him a photo of a thermometer that he mistook for a pregnancy test, a positive pregnancy test. His girlfriend had a temperature of 100 degrees and sent him a picture of the thermometer. It's kind of like saying, hey, I'm sick. But I guess she didn't give all those details. It just was a thermometer and it said 100, like 100% maybe. He thought it meant 100% pregnant. He's like, well, wait a minute. You're on birth control. How can you get pregnant when you're on birth control? She finally had to calm him down after saying, oh my gosh, I'm running a fever. I'm sick. I'm not pregnant.
I get why he would be grossed out at first. Thinking that's like, you know, somebody's pregnancy test that's been used.
I'm so afraid if Lindsay actually sends me a photo like that one day, because I want her to get pregnant. Like if Lindsay texts me right now saying she was pregnant, that would be the greatest news ever.
You 100% have no concerns, qualms, anything. You're ready. You feel ready.
I don't think anybody's ever ready, but I mean, yeah, I would love to have a kid.
I think some people are more ready than others.
Who do you think here on the Joe and Alex Show is most ready to have a child? Take out a line that like Alex isn't married and stuff, but hypothetically.
Alex. I mean, as a person.
I would
person,
vote for myself. And I don't want a kid right now, but I would vote for myself.
Yeah, as a person, I definitely think Alex is the most ready. Obviously, like, I think that.
Maybe pork chop second.
Hold on. 833-JOE-ALEX. No. 833-563-2539. Hypothetically here, who do you think is most ready to handle a child? Like, be a mommy or a daddy?
1,000%, Alex.
But who
Alex.
Would your second pick
you
be?
You are such a kiss
my
ass.
Second kick, or kiss. My second pick would be Joe.
It's just because I don't have money. That's why she thinks I'm not ready to be an adult.
No, I mean, that's one reason, but like, that's not all the reasons.
See, I wasn't thinking father. About our financial situations. I was only thinking,
I wasn't
about,
thinking about financial
personal
situations
skills.
Either. I was thinking about like personal, like, I definitely think that.
She is
Alex
puppeting everything
would,
Alex is saying, by the way. Everything Alex says, she says it too.
No, I do
we
think
agree.
That Alex would be, I mean, I think she's most ready to be a mom.
I'm
think
not
she,
saying
like,
she
understand.
Wouldn't.
I don't. Think that you and Lindsay shouldn't have kids. I 1,000%. I'm excited for you guys to have kids. I think you guys could definitely do it. 1,000%.
I mean, there's a good chance I could screw them up too, Liv, but I think I might be okay. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for calling in. Who is this?
This is Andra.
Andra, what do you think? Out of me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, who would probably be the best if they found out today, oh my God, I'm going to have a kid in 9 months?
Let me just tell you, after having 3 kids of my own for many years, all of you are ready, and none of you are ready.
I totally get that.
Right. You're probably right.
The second you have a child, you're clueless, but also the love that you have for them overwhelms all of that. So you just spend your whole life with this child, totally clueless, but totally in love.
Okay.
And that's just the way
no,
it is.
No, here's the thing. That is the greatest, like, oh, I don't have a favorite child answer I've ever heard. But we need to know.
For
833-JOE-ALEX.
But for entertainment purposes, like, who do you think on the show would be most ready?
Well, I'm going to say Joe.
Yeah!
Because he wants a child. That means
but here's
he's
the thing.
Most ready.
I want a child, but I know.
No, you don't.
But here's the thing. I'm 24, so that's why I don't want a child. But here's the thing. I, out of everyone on the show, I spend the most time with young children, not just in my job.
I don't know how they haven't died yet.
But let me tell you something. That doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm just saying. Because like,
the second you have your own child,
Joe,
game
right
changes.
Right now, if you had to make baby formula, could you do it? Put
yes.
it in the microwave.
Oh my God, I make.
Okay,
look right here. I have a chocolate protein powder.
But I'm saying, like, you
there's
have to know how much
on the can.
Time. I know. But I'm
hold
just
on a minute. You got to let her talk.
Yeah, so I feel like we're on The View here. God.
There's directions on the can. I mean, anyone who wants to be a parent, they can figure it out pretty easily.
I know.
It's all about, in my opinion, it's all about how much you love your child and how much you're willing to be there for them. That's all that matters, period. That's what makes a great parent.
And I love my wife, Lindsay, but I'm not even putting her in this conversation. I'm saying, like, I could be single dad, Joe. I feel like I'd be the coolest.
Hey, you probably could. If you feel like you could, then you probably could.
See, I think that's why Joe wouldn't make a great parent right now is because his idea of a good dad is who's the coolest.
Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, there's a little problem.
Hold on. That's not my only idea. Stop it. Yes. Shame on you.
I think that he panics way too much.
I can't imagine dealing with the stress.
Liv, you would
right
be the kind of parent that, like, oh, crap, I forgot my kid in the car. Like, that would be you.
But I wouldn't. Like, I babysit my two nieces and my nephew by myself. All the time.
Okay, I've done babysitting before too when I was younger. I helped raise my younger brother Bob.
And look how he turned out. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, to be fair, he almost died, but he did get his life together. He was a drug addict. But thanks, Liv. That means a lot coming from you. I really appreciate it.
I put a poll up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. You can vote who would be the most ready right now to take care of a kid. Joe, me, Alex, Liv, or Pork Chop.
All right, we'll do one more call with Tiffany. Then, take it to that Twitter poll at Joe and Alex Show. Tiffany, honest opinion. Who would be the best?
I'm going to have to go with Joe. I'm not trying to sound mean by any means. I'm a young mother myself. I'm about to be 25. And you have to put your selfishness aside. I understand you're 25 and you have your whole life ahead of you, but if you're thinking that, you're not ready. Even if you can make bottles and change diapers and watch kids, you have to want it.
And I want it, Tiffany.
Come like that.
I want
it. Yeah, and that's a big thing. You want it. So I think you're ready. That's a step. A lot of people don't know you want it.
And Alex would be so mad at her baby, like, oh my God, you're not updating your Instagram and putting me on this.
I'd be like, why don't you have a job, you slob?
All you do is poop your pants. Get out of here, little baby. Gross.
I think you will all make great parents, honestly. You're never ready, but if you know you're ready and you want one, you're more ready than anybody that doesn't know that they don't want one.
Thank you. So whoever wants to rent their womb for Joe, let us know since his wife doesn't want to yet.
Is there womb in your room? Or is there room in your womb? Damn it.